The Hartford Business Journal has begun a multi-part series highlighting the challenges the state faces in developing the next generation of its workforce. According to state statistics, employers will need to fill more than 50,000 jobs here annually for the foreseeable future. In its latest HBJ article, reporter Joe Cooper looks at one category of workers who haven't yet fulfilled their potential. He joins me now. Joe, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me on.
So as part of the Hartford Business Journal's series on building Connecticut's workforce pipeline, you're focusing attention on an untapped pool of talent here in Connecticut, actually the largest part of Connecticut's labor market. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about this group.
Sure. So labor officials define this group of untapped workers as those between 16 and 24 years old who are either not in school or not working. And the other half of that pool are low-skill adults who have less than a high school or equivalent degree. It's kind of hard to quantify how big this population is. Experts say it's in the hundreds of thousands, many of those being in city centers. And the focus of my story is kind of highlighting the workforce development initiatives that are trying to connect these populations to better jobs.
What kind of jobs are we talking about?
The main industries that are, there's this big labor shortage as far as middle-skill jobs is in healthcare, in manufacturing, and construction. That's been the main focus of the programs that I highlight in the story.
So tell us a little bit about one of those programs and maybe one of the people you profile in your reporting.
Sure. So I got to meet a number of residents from the north end of Hartford where unemployment stands at about 35%. And I met with a 21-year-old named Hector Marrero, and he started at the Youth Build Program, the Community Renewal Team, months ago. He's dropped out of high school in Hartford. He tried multiple adult education programs and other job course programs, but those didn't seem to work for him. So he decided to give the CRT program one last try. And he's been having great success with it. Earned his learner's permit. He's working on construction certifications, and he's working towards completing his high school courses to further his goal of gaining employment with a union, and someday he even hopes to start his own business.
Do you have a sense of what's working in this program that may have not worked in previous programs he tried?
So they seem like they have a large, comprehensive effort, a support system at CRT that's helping these students. They have a job specialist, they have on-site construction trainers, and they have a large network of CRT workers who are there at all times to answer calls or meet in person.
You also look at ex-offenders who are attempting to reenter the workforce. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I met with another North End Hartford resident, Andre Thompson. He's had a couple run-ins with the law as far as child support payments and a couple of drug offenses. And he's connected with the Chrysalis Center. He's been provided transportation services through them. They even offer child care services, and they helped connect him to job certificate programs that led to a position with Stanley Steamers as an on-site assistant. And he seems to be doing well, and he couldn't have had more glowing reviews of the Chrysalis Center.
Do you think there's enough funding there to support this type of training for these workers?
Funding has been reduced in recent years. As you could imagine, the state funding crisis has been squeezed down to these workforce development initiatives. These untapped talent programs are one of those. There has been at least $4 million that has been cut from programs connecting and upskilling these untapped workers.
Can you give me specific examples of types of jobs we're talking about?
Yeah. So under healthcare, most of the jobs that are needed are going to be licensed vocational nurses, medical assistants, dental hygienists. In manufacturing, there's a large need for mechanics, computer-controlled machine tool operators in construction, carpenters, electricians, plumbers, run the gamut there. So there's a wide variety of jobs needed, and the middle-skilled job sector is only going to keep growing as we reach 2024.
And these are well-paying jobs.
They are. Some North End residents I spoke to, you know, they're even seeking $35 an hour jobs.
Well, a really important story. Joe Cooper, thanks for coming in today to talk.
Thanks for having me on.
Joe Cooper is a reporter for the Hartford Business Journal. You can read his article, Untapped, and the rest of their series at hartfordbusiness.com.